Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Online and on DAB.
Take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late-night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Good evening, dear listener. Late-night alternative, I'm Ian Lee. Catherine Boyle is elsewhere. She will be joining us shortly. She's busy. You know the score. We're going to sit here and chat about stuff. You can give us a call. Give me a call about anything you want. 0344 499 1000. Lots to talk about, including the Momo Challenge. I'm going to be undertaking the Momo Challenge later on in the show. We're going to talk about... I saw a story today online. Linda Robson has started smoking 9 years after she quit. Huh? That's a story. And Luke Perry's had a stroke, which is sad, actually. Let's go to Alan Caddick, though, first of all. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, Ian.
God, were you upset about Luke Perry? I think he's going to be fine. It's very sad news.
No, I didn't know about Luke Perry. I'm sad for another reason.
What, because Linda Robson has started smoking 9 years after she quit for her health reasons?
No.
The Liam Fox podcast costing £100,000 and only 8,500 people downloaded it?
No, I've been dumped.
Sorry?
I've been dumped.
What do you mean?
I've been never showed for the meeting tonight. And she deleted her Facebook page and she's deleted all contact. So I'm back. So I'm officially back on the market.
So for those who missed last night's show, Alan had taken himself off of the market because. You had a date. It was a lady, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lady.
What was her name?
Abby.
And you were going to go and see the Mark Wahlberg film with her, weren't you?
No, the Stephen Merchant film.
Stephen Merchant film. I do apologise. And when were you planning on seeing her?
She was supposed to meet tonight so she could meet my mum and dad.
And you've been chatting online?
Well, I said morning and she never replied or anything. She deleted her Facebook page.
Oh, no. Do you think you've been... what do they call it? Pussy?
No, pussy.
Pussy?
No, P-U-S-H-Y.
Oh, pushy. I thought you said... what do they call it? Snatchfish? What's the thing?
Catfish.
Thank you, Sam. Mouthing it through there. I'm so sorry. Do you think you've been catfished?
I've got that distinct feeling.
Oh, mate. You didn't give her any money, did you?
No.
I don't know what to say, mate. That's terrible, terrible news.
And it doesn't help with the death of Andre Previn tonight.
Oh, God, it gets worse and worse. Listen, it's sad news for you, but can I just say to all of the ladies out there... Alan's back on the market. So if you're up for it...
3444991000.
What was her name?
Abby.
I got confused there. Do you think it was a real person, Alan? Or do you think it was a fake person? Or do you think that she really was real, but... Maybe she's not deleted her Facebook page. Maybe she's just blocked you so you can't see it. I think that's how Facebook works.
I think it was a bloke pretending to be someone.
And that... Okay. Mate, that would have been... Oh, man. Aren't there... People... Here's the thing. people are scumbags, Alan. They mess with other people's emotions and minds and affections. And the heart is not a toy to be played with. It's a grown-up board game. It's like the Japanese game Go, which I'm now becoming obsessed with.
Well, I want to know more about this Momo Challenge you're going to be doing.
Well, we're going to be doing the Momo Challenge later on. It's very popular with the young people today. I don't quite know what it is, but we're going to be playing it later on.
Have you YouTubed it yet to see what it's about?
No, here's the thing, right? There's loads of stories in the paper today about the Momo Challenge, right?
Yeah.
Loads of stories. There's it's in the Mail. It's in the Mirror. Let me just pick one. What's the first paper I've got? Is it in
the Sun?
It's not in the Sun. Here we go. I've got the Mirror, right? Page 25 of the Mirror. Momo Challenge, right?
Yeah.
Twisted Momo web craze urging kids of 5 to self-harm. A sick online suicide game. My voice has gone a little bit croaky. I think it's stress. I've lost half a stone since Monday. Half a stone since Monday. Imagine.
Was that because of the crash?
Yeah. I've not just not eaten, mate. No appetite. Not slept. No appetite. Just lying in bed crying a lot, Alan. That's all. But don't worry. A sick online suicide game featuring a creepy woman is targeting toddlers by infiltrating innocent YouTube videos such as Peppa Pig. Parents warned yesterday. The Momo Challenge, which has been linked to child deaths, encourages children as young as 5 to harm themselves or others and even to take their own lives. The character, a terrifying doll with bulging black ringed eyes, straggly hair and an evil grin, is inserted by hackers into popular online children's videos and hit games such as Roblox and Fortnite. She then orders children to follow her instructions, threatening that bad things will happen to their friends and family if they do not comply. So this is in all the papers, right?
Apart from the Sun.
I didn't see it in the Sun. Here's the thing. When we called it yesterday, it's fake. It's fake. There's no actual evidence that the Momo Challenge actually exists. There's no evidence.
Could have been set up by Donald Trump.
Could have been. It's unlikely. I don't think it was set up by anybody, right? I don't think it exists. There was a guy on Radio 4 today and he'd done some research and he'd phoned children's charities and helplines and all of this. And nobody has reported any incidents of this Momo Challenge. Videos in YouTube? I don't think so. I don't think so. It's fake. It's fake news. It's lies. It's lies, and more blooming lies. That's what it is, Alan.
It's catfish of the YouTube world.
Exactly. Well, listen, Alan, I'm very sorry to hear about your sad news, but one door closes, and I'm going to guess that the rest of the doors will probably actually stay closed and probably bolted from the inside. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Maddie. Good evening, Maddie.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, Maddie. It's 10:10 on a... I don't even know what day it is today, Maddie. What day is it?
It's Thursday,
Maddie. I'm going to be honest, you sound younger than our usual average age of caller, which is 52. You sound about 27. Is that close? Am I close?
I'm about 25, maybe, around about there.
You're 25. What year were you born?
1992.
You're just making that up. That wouldn't make you 25. That would make you 40.
I don't know,
Matt. Hey, your voice is croaky as well as mine. How old are you really, Maddie? Come on, let's have the truth.
I'm 9.
You're what?
I'm 9.
You're 9 years old. Happy... I was going to say happy birthday. Is it your birthday today? That would be something, wouldn't it?
No, my birthday is in September.
All right, calm down. I only asked. I was reading today that the best day to have your birthday, and I don't know why, because I didn't read the story, because as you know, newspapers are boring. But the best date to have your birthday is June the 15th. I don't know why, but mine's June the 9th, so I'm not far. Hey, do your parents or guardians know that you're calling a rather rude grown-up radio show?
You should hear my mum.
Is she...
When a car drives like over 6 hours or something. She's like, see this bloody man, this bloody dickhead.
What the? What? Right. I don't know where you are, Maddie, but I'm. Can we get some bars of Palmolive? I'm driving up to Maddie, and I'm shoving those in your mouth. Wash your mouth out with soap, young lady. Outrageous! I don't care.
I don't. Hello, child services.
Sorry, no, it doesn't matter. You're not my kid, so I can do what I want. Listen, your mother may be an absolute disgrace of a human being, but you don't have to be like her, Maddie. You can learn from her hideous, awful, common mistakes, and you can make something of your life. You don't have to be the washed-up loser that she is, Maddie. You can achieve something. You can achieve something. Hey, listen, here's the thing, right? Why don't I adopt you? Yeah? You wanna be adopted by the guy that... From the jungle, yes?
Yay!
All right, here we go. Now, I'm going to adopt you. I'm going to be like Daddy Warbucks, okay? I'm going to adopt you. I'm going to buy you expensive clothes. You're going to live on my luxury farm, and you're going to dress in the finest clothes. But, and there is a but, Maddie, you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to work hard, okay? The floors need scrubbing. The windows need cleaning.
I'm not Cinderella.
I don't care. I've adopted you now. You're mine. The chimney needs a good old scrub from the inside.
So now it's Mary Poppins.
So get up that chimney, girl, and scrub it.
This is all crap.
Maddie, you've called in. Why have you called in? Is it Brexit?
I wanted to tell you about the Momo challenge and why you should 100% not do it.
Okay. Is it partly because it's not real?
Yes, that's one thing.
Yeah, okay, go on. So reason one, well, you shouldn't do the Momo challenge. Reason one is it's not real. What's reason two?
The Momo challenge was created by this guy who took advantage of some people on the internet. And how you said it's been appearing on kids' channels and games that are very, like, socialised and stuff.
Socialised.
People can take Momo foam a lot of the time.
Yes.
But the problem is, with the Momo challenge, obviously, as you said, it comes to self-harm, which is the last thing you'd want to do.
It is the last thing you want to do. But here's the thing, Maddie. I'm guessing you've not seen one of these Momo challenge videos, right?
No.
Right.
I would never watch one.
No, no.
Ever,
but,
ever.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Maddie, right? It's not real.
I know.
But who told you about it?
I've seen it on the internet, and people are like, have you seen this Momo girl? Some people are saying she's real. I'm like, how can this girl, who looks like she's been, I don't know, dragged out of hell?
Well, she has.
Half chicken.
Well, here's the thing, right? So Momo is a character in a grown-up film, right? And Momo does pop up in a couple of games on Roblox. I don't know if you've played Roblox, but she pops up in a couple of games. I've seen her in a couple of games my boys play. So Momo... you know, kind of exists in video games and stuff. But here's the thing, Maddie. These videos that you read about online and maybe your friends have talked about, the videos don't actually exist, right? What happened was a couple of adults said they were real and then they got printed in the papers and then the police kind of put some statements out and no one actually bothered to check whether the stories were real or not. So... the videos don't even exist. So you don't even have to worry about watching a video on YouTube and maybe seeing one of these things by accident because they don't exist, right? Trust me, they don't exist.
Okay, and that's why I just wanted to say that it's a waste of time, really.
Now, back to Brexit. What do you want? Do you want... Theresa May's deal, or do you want to leave with no deal, or would you call for a second referendum? What would you do, Maddie?
Theresa May's...
Okie dokie. Thank you very much indeed. We actually had to dump a 9-year-old. Let's turn Catherine's microphone up. Come on now. Come on, Maddie. I like a laugh, but that's going a little bit too far. Thank you very much indeed. Actually had to dump a 9-year-old.
So anything happened while I was out?
Yeah, I adopted a gobshite.
She you've got some rather old-fashioned attitudes.
Come on now. Maddie, I like a laugh. Mum, I like a laugh, but that was crossing the line. That's inappropriate. Let's take a quick break, shall we? 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You can give us a call about anything you want. We've debunked the Momo challenge is in nearly all the papers today. I bet the revelation that it's not actually real will not be in all the papers tomorrow. They'll keep printing the stories like they do with the killer clowns. It's nonsense. And we called it out yesterday. There was a big thing on Radio 4 about it today. This guy said, I've investigated it. No one else does. Police have put out statements about it. Some of the local Facebook groups I'm a member of had like warnings for parents. Schools have put out statements and stuff like that. And this guy said, I've researched it. There's literally no evidence for it at all.
My kids' school, both of them, sent out things saying this is nonsense.
Good for them. That's a bold move.
And
well
the children need to know that.
Yeah, good for them. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams,
ooh,
and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
I don't understand how... And it's bugged me for a while, but I've not... Eamon's trailer. You're wearing glasses.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been wearing them since I picked you up, like... What was it, 4 hours ago?
I really had not noticed. I couldn't drive in today. I couldn't drive. I got scared of driving. I went and bought a car today, and normally it's a drawn-out, torturous experience, but I got recommended a car dealership. I knew how much I could afford. I looked around, and I went, yeah, I'll take that one, please. And that was it. That was it. And the guy was like, I said, yeah, I'll take that. I said, don't even bother trying to sell me any other crap. I'll just have that now. He's like, okay. And that was it.
God.
That was it. Get it on Monday.
Daddy Warbucks.
Well, just Daddy didn't give a shit bucks. It's not, getting the money from the insurance, and I got some money the other day, and it's like, well, I'll just get that. It's done. But the thought of, the thought of driving. So thanks for driving me in tonight. And I'm assuming you're going to drive me home as well?
Well,
okay.
Let's see how you get on.
Just didn't fancy it. Did you notice I was flinching the whole time you were driving?
No.
Very, very nervous passenger. Very nervous. And I would never... I know. Listen,
and I was going really carefully as well.
Yeah, I know you were. And I was really just wanting to shout out, slow down, all of that. It's nuts, isn't it? It's absolutely nuts. Anyway, so it's Culture Week... on Eamon Holmes' show.
Just for a week?
No. It's culture. Can we play that Eamon Holmes? I don't know if you can fish it out of the computer system, Sam. Sam is the young man who is, let's be honest, is the brains of this organisation. If you phone up 0344 499 1000, he's the guy you'll talk to. He's very nice. and he gives you a call back and kind of puts you straight through. If you got it, you can play it. Listen to this and keep our mics up. Spot the problem. Here we go.
From Homer and Plato to Hawking and Pinter, get your essential update on the world of art and literature with Eamon Holmes Culture Week on Talk Radio. Every Tuesday afternoon, Eamon is joined by the editor of the Times Literary Supplement, Stig Abel, to discuss the latest developments in ideas, culture and the arts. Culture Week with Eamon Holmes, every Tuesday afternoon from 4 on Talk...
Did you spot the problem? Did you not spot it?
Go on.
Play it again. I mean, it's just, once you know, you see it, it's glaringly obvious.
From Homer and Plato to Hawking and Pinter, get your essential update on the world of art and literature with Eamon Holmes Culture Week on Talk Radio. Every Tuesday afternoon, Eamon is joined by the editor of the Times Literary Supplement.
Oh, yeah.
It's Culture Week every Tuesday afternoon.
But also, talking about Homer and Plato and then saying it's your update. I've known about them for a while. Have they done something new?
Nothing has, not much has changed on the Homer and Plato.
What's Pinter unless, knocked out?
Unless, of course, it's Homer Simpson and Dana Plato, in which case, there's a reference for the kids. in which case, wasn't Dana Plato the girl in Different Strokes? I think she was.
Was she?
I think she was. She's passed as well. It's all very, very sad. But yes, it's Culture Week every Tuesday afternoon. It's weird, that, isn't it? It's a strange old thing. 03444991000 is the phone number. In the last hour of the show, the interview I did with Nick Jones, the folk singer, I really think you're going to enjoy it. I'll explain a bit more a bit later. Very slow, very gentle. And I'm going to play a song in a bit that his wife sent me. It's a song he wrote a few years ago. We played a version of him doing it. But she sent me a version of a school doing it. I listened to the first 30 seconds and I can't listen to this anymore. So we'll play it on the air in a bit. Wow, man. It's heavy. It's heavy. Let's go to Ruby first. Good evening, Ruby.
Good evening.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm so nervous. My heart is beating really fast
I'm glad your heart is beating. That's always a bonus, okay? What we will do is we will try and slow it down to a more reasonable rate. It's funny, isn't it? I get nervous when I'm on the end of a phone to a radio station. I don't know why.
I've never, ever called into a radio station ever before in my life.
Catherine and I are honoured, Ruby. What did you call in about?
Sorry.
You okay? Hey, you take your time.
Sorry.
What's going on, Ruby?
I've had depression and anxiety on and off for a very long time now.
Yeah.
Sorry, you must be sick of callers bombarding you with things.
I'm honoured and humbled that people want to share this stuff. So you just take your time.
I know people talk about it a lot. This kind of issue, but I don't want to. I don't want to be. I'm not making any sense. Forgive me.
You're making perfect sense to us.
Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here a bit, but basically, I went to the doctors today.
Yeah.
And I've been put on the lowest dosage of citalopram, which I used to take before, but it affected me badly, so I stopped taking it for a while.
Right.
I've been given the 10 milligrams now, and we'll see how it goes after today.
Did you tell your doctor that it had affected you badly before?
I did, but that was a higher dosage.
Okay.
So I was given a high dosage to begin with and then brought down.
As long as you told your doctor the history, then that's good.
Yes. And I have been referred on to therapy as well, which is something else I've never done before. But at this point in time, I feel it's a good step forward for me to talk to someone unbiased.
Yeah.
Because my family and friends, they've been an amazing support. Like, I can't thank them enough. But sometimes it's nice to speak to someone that's, you know, partly why I'm calling the show as well. It's I'm a big
fan of talking therapies, and the joy is probably not the right word, but the joy of sitting in a room with a stranger for 50 minutes, and because that's what a therapy hour is, and being able to tell them anything, you know, however weird, however kinky, however boring or mundane or small or huge, and to not be judged by them is, I find it so freeing. Yes. So therapy's a great way to go, and I'm really pleased that you're down for that.
Thank you. The thing that has triggered recently my was a breakup that I had with somebody. I don't know if you could really call it a breakup, because it was somebody that I met online and we didn't manage to meet in real life. But it got intense very, very quickly, and they said all the right things, and I was completely taken in by this person. Like, for 2 months, every single day we communicated, and they knew all the right things to say.
Can I just double-check? It wasn't Alan Caddick, was it, Ruby? I don't know if you heard the call earlier on from Alan that his girlfriend has disappeared. Just want to check it wasn't, was it, Ruby?
Has she? Yes. She's gone already?
She's gone already.
Oh, no.
No.
Okay, well, that's... No. All right, well, that's something. Sorry. I'm sorry to make light. Go on.
No, honestly, because I have been... Oh, it's going to sound so, so silly, but... been crying almost non-stop since the day we I won't go into all the details as to why it ended, but it ended on Valentine's Day effectively.
Okay.
After that we did carry on speaking as friends, but it was strained.
Like, yeah,
a lot of disagreements happened,
right?
So and then after that they suddenly said, well, I can't contact you anymore. It's too difficult for me, so I'm going to block you.
Okay.
And I said, well, I was... In some ways, it's good, because it made it final, so there was no going back and forth. But in other ways, it was like the final nail in the coffin, so that hurt me again and made me cry again. So, and I just...
And is that... sent you into a spiral, would you say?
Yes. Yeah. That was the big trigger of the moment, if you like. Because whilst I was with them, I'm not saying that life was perfect and rosy and I always had a good day, but it was like this blissful bubble where this person, they adore you, they tell you every day that they... like this about you and they like that about you, and that you're funny, and you get, I don't know if carried away is the right term, but you feel like you're on top of the world.
Yeah.
And they gave me that confidence. And
I wonder why you don't have that confidence in yourself, and why you need to get positive affirmation about yourself from other people, why you don't have it within you. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, it's something I've struggled with most of my life, to be honest.
I get that.
I've had some wonderful moments in my life, absolutely wonderful. But then there's always a point where I come crashing down, and it's hard. I stay in that slump for days, weeks, months. And try as I might to focus on other things, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, of course it is. But you managed, within your slump, you managed to get in touch with a doctor and go and see a doctor.
Yeah.
So that is a huge positive and something you should be very proud of, that you managed to do that.
Thank you.
And I Listen, what do I know? I'm just an idiot that sits and talks on the radio.
No. Honestly, I listen to you every night I look forward to it every single night.
Well, thank you, Ruby. Well, listen, you are... it sounds like a kind of a talking therapy would be perfect. Would I be right in saying you don't love yourself, do you?
Very rarely. Very rarely. Yeah.
That's something
it's
that
always
I
an issue.
Yeah. That's something that a lot of people struggle with. I struggle with, and I think a talking therapy would be really useful in not necessarily fixing that immediately, but perhaps highlighting a few reasons as to why you don't love yourself and why it would appear that you need to, you know, you need other people to make you feel good. Here's the thing I found out, Ruby. There are some people that exist in this world that don't need another person or other people to make them feel good. They can feel good on their own. Now, that sounds incredible, doesn't it?
Absolutely,
But some people can do that. And I think it's possible to learn how to do that for people like you and me that don't do that naturally.
Yeah. And I wish I could be one of those people that just have it naturally, but
you might have to do a bit of work to get it.
Yeah.
But I think the work is doable. I'm trying to do it. How low are you, Ruby? Are you let me ask a really serious question. Are you thinking of harming yourself in any way?
No.
Brilliant.
No.
Brilliant.
No, luckily, no.
Good. All right. Well, that's something. That's something.
Yeah. Yes.
That's something good. And I'm really, really pleased to hear that, because I was getting a little bit concerned. But okay, good. What have you got tomorrow?
I don't have any plans for tomorrow, but I usually call my best friend at least once a day.
Brilliant.
And she has been over the past 2 weeks. I can't tell you in words how invaluable her just talking to me and listening to me, no matter how nonsensical I've been, no matter how much I've talked, my tears, she's listened, she hasn't judged, and she's given me words of incredible comfort. So,
How long have you known her for?
Well, more than 10 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got one of them in your phone, then you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Is there any way that just tomorrow you could schedule just doing something nice for yourself? And it doesn't have to be anything big, right? It could be something big like going out and seeing a film. But it could be something small like saying, right, I'm going to have 15 minutes where I'm going to sit down with my phone turned off and the TV turned off. I'm going to have a nice cup of coffee, and I'm really going to savour that cup of coffee. And the phone is off and the emails are off and the TV's off and no one can touch me for 15 minutes. 15 minutes of being completely safe and comfortable and really enjoying that cup of coffee. And do you know what? If at the end of it I fancy another one, I'm going to get up and make a second one and sit back down and just enjoy that. And then turn the phone on again. Then if you want to watch telly, do you know what I mean? Is there a way you can maybe try and fit something like that into your routine tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be able to.
Just a little bit of stillness and a little bit of peace and a little bit of just sitting with yourself.
At the moment, it's just so hard because thoughts of the person I was speaking to are just going round and round and round in my head. It's I've never felt like I have been with other people, but I've never felt like this about anyone else, the way they got under my skin and really, because they made a lot of promises to me too. I will do this for you, I'll do that for you, all you have to do is this, this and this. And I said, well, it's difficult for me, but so there was a clash there, and that put pressure on me and increased my anxiety and so on.
Sounds like you were taken advantage of and manipulated a bit, and that isn't your fault. That isn't your fault at all. Yeah.
Please.
Ruby, it's not your fault. You've not done anything wrong at all.
Please myself die. Because the truth is that this person's character, it wasn't good. And they are not the kind of person that I would normally ever go for. But I didn't know the truth until afterwards. When we started speaking as friends, it all came out. Exactly what they were like. And that's what hurts more, that I still have this feeling
about them. You can't switch that off, can you?
I know.
You can't just switch that off. That'll go, but you can't just, you know, rip the batteries out and it's off. You're going to have to sit with it for a bit.
Yeah.
But also, a therapist ages ago said to me something great, and it blew my mind. You're not your feelings. You are not your feelings. And feelings and thoughts, they come and you can notice them, and you can say in your head, or you can say out loud, all right, there's that thought there about that guy. But I'm just going to let that thought float past, and I'm not going to hold on to it.
Yeah, because I find it so hard to separate myself from what's going on in my head.
Yeah.
Thoughts and feelings. Yeah. Sometimes I'm brilliant at it. I go about my day, I have a happy day, and nothing bothers me. And then there's that point where something triggers me, and then I don't know why I can't stop thinking about this person, even though I found out exactly the type of person that they are, and that we probably wouldn't have been compatible anyway.
I love the way you said probably, definitely. But I can hear you even now defending again is slightly the wrong word, but it'll do for now. Defending this person and what they did to you. They've abused you, Ruby. And I think deep down you know that. And abusers are great because they make it so the person they've abused doesn't realise that that's what's been done. That's how kids get groomed. That's how all kinds of things happen.
Yes.
And in a kind of roundabout way, that's what's happened to you. And you deserve better than that. You are a beautiful person. And I mean that from a spiritual thing. I've been talking to you for 15 minutes. I can tell that you are a beautiful human being. And you deserve to be happy.
I'm not going to say how old I am, but I feel like I was old enough to know better.
Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how old you are. We're all learning.
Yeah.
We're all learning. I think tomorrow's going to be a tiny, tiny, tiny little bit better than today.
Yes.
And then I think Saturday's going to be a tiny, tiny little bit better than Friday. Sunday might be a little bit worse. But you notice, I guarantee over the next few weeks, you're going to be on an upwards trajectory, primarily. There'll be a few little stumbles back down. It's going to take a while, but you've got your friend, you've got your doctor, you can give us a call any time you want.
Thank you.
And you're a good person, Ruby. You got this.
Thank you. And now that I've spoken to you once, it's not so intimidating.
Exactly.
I considered calling in many times before, but something always stopped me.
That's Kath. Kath stopped you because you're scared, because she's got a big mouth.
I'm
Catherine,
terrifying.
You scare people like Ruby away. Apologise.
I'm always shouting.
she's a lovely person, you both are. I enjoy
she's my
listening.
Best mate.
Yes.
She's the one. She's where you've got your friend that you call. She's the one that I call when I'm struggling, and she's been very helpful to me recently. So people like that should be treasured.
Definitely.
Ruby, if you feel like giving us a call tomorrow, if you feel like giving us a call a bit later on, we're here until one, okay?
Thank you.
I really appreciate you sharing that with us.
Hear me through my tears.
Yeah, listen, you did a great job. You've got a perfect voice for radio.
Oh, thank you.
Very soothing, don't you think, Catherine?
Yeah, brilliant.
Perfect for late night radio. Ruby, we'll speak again soon. Take care, won't you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, thanks very much. Cheers, bye-bye.
What a nice lady. What a nice person. Yeah. Thank you, Ruby. A lot of people will have got a lot from that. Katia, then we got G, 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.